Swiss voters have approved a referendum that will make Switzerland the 190th member of the United Nations. The decision leaves the Vatican as the only state not a UN member. The measure passed by a comfortable popular vote, more than 54% in favor, but the outcome was in suspense for hours since half of Switzerland's cantons, or states, had to agree. In the end, 12 voted in favor, 11 against. Reporter Emma Jane Kirby is in Geneva. Does the vote end Switzerland's neutrality?
Well, if you ask the government, which was terribly pro-Switzerland joining the UN, they'll certainly say, no, not at all. Neutrality will not be changed. Switzerland will remain a neutral country with a very cautious foreign policy, which will not be influenced by the policies of the Security Council. Now, the right-wing People's Party, which led the no campaign against joining the United Nations, said, look, Switzerland in history has always avoided any sort of alliance, any sort of global pact, and they're terribly concerned that the UN has developed as a military operation, and they fear that the Security Council could order Switzerland to take up arms in a foreign conflict, and therefore their neutrality would be compromised. But of course, the Security Council has never forced any member of the United Nations to do this, and in fact, Switzerland has already been involved in peacekeeping forces under the UN flag in places like Bosnia.
There was a referendum on UN membership 15 years ago, which was soundly rejected. What's changed since then?
That's right. In 1986, 75% of voters said no to joining the referendum, and not a single canton voted in favour, not a single state. What actually has happened is there's been a change, if you like, in the historical climate. In 1986, of course, we had the remnants of the Cold War. The Berlin Wall was still standing, and Switzerland felt too uncomfortable. It felt it would be torn on either side. It says since the Cold War is over, it now feels that it can enter international affairs. It wants to be part of international affairs. The government feels that joining the United Nations will now give it a platform to have a voice and at last to be a part of global affairs and global politics.
Who benefits by Switzerland joining the UN?
Well, if you read the papers today in Switzerland, all the headlines are saying a small step for the UN, but a very big step for Switzerland. Basically, what it'll do for the Swiss people is, as I say, give them, or so the government says, give them more of a voice in international affairs, give them more of a stance in the world.
Will Switzerland be joining the European Union next?
Well, that's a very good question. I think progress there will be much more slow. In March 2001, last year, 77% of voters voted no on that referendum. The government, again, is very keen for Switzerland to join, but it says realistically it'll take about 6 years before it can push Switzerland into wanting to join in with its European neighbours. The Swiss really take their cue from a medieval hermit called Nicholas von Flue, whose favourite maxim roughly translates to mean, stay within your borders and don't interfere with your neighbours' struggles. And that's really what Switzerland believes as far as the European Union is concerned. They're stuck in the middle of Europe, but they don't want to be a part of it.
Reporter Emma Jane Kirby in Geneva.